SBS Radio.
With me today from Melbourne, from different parts of Melbourne, Ali Berg and Michelle Kalis. They are the Book Ninjas, or they've started this very interesting project here in Melbourne, Books on the Rail. Good day, ladies.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. So, an advertising person and a primary school teacher, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, that's right.
So, you started Books on the Rail 2 years ago. Would you be able to tell us how it all started, Ali?
Yes. So, it started 2 years ago. I was actually living in London in 2016, and all of 2014 and 2015, I came back to Melbourne in 2016. And when I was living in London, I met a girl called Holly Fraser. I was working with her, and she started Books on the Underground, which is a very similar concept, where we put books on trains on the underground in London. And I helped her do it, and worked with her on Books on the Underground, and then thought it was such a Melbourne idea that I took it back to Melbourne and approached my book-loving bestie, Michelle, who already had a bookstagram of her own, and together we started Books on the Rail. We just started it really by putting our own books on public transport and buying books from secondhand bookstores and putting them on public transport too. And then the publishers got wind of it and started sending us books. And now I think we have up to 1,000 book ninjas all over Australia that are dropping books with us on public transport.
So you get free books to read as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're very, very fortunate that we get free books. It's our absolute dream. And then we put them on public transport for people to find and read and then return.
Because I suppose a good book or a good story is meant to be shared, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Definitely. That's what we believe in. Yeah, we love the sharing of books all over Australia. And we think it's such an important part and such a special part to see the stories being shared from one person to another all around Australia.
So when you share these books, do you have like a specific title? You'd say, oh, this week, this is the type of books that we're sharing. Michelle?
We try to keep it, it's quite a diverse range of books that we have on the rails, just because there are so many people who will be coming across it and we can never sort of predict. So we do have everything from historical fiction to memoirs. We even had books and colouring in books going at a time, and that's just to keep as many different genres out there. What's been really amazing is that people often comment on how they've discovered a new genre by stumbling across the book, which is always really, really lovely. And people can keep track of what books are heading out there on all of our social channels, so on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Books on the Rail. So that's a good way to see what's happening on the rails.
So that's how you know people's reaction with the books, through social media.
Yeah. So a lot of people tag us online or use the hashtag Books on the Rail. And that's our way of seeing what books are being found, what our book ninjas are putting out. And then we also get some really lovely stories on our website, which is booksontherail.com. And people have just left the loveliest notes of thanks and of great excitement for their new books.
How do you choose which railway or line you leave the books to? Is it all on the train lines, or do you do trams as well, or and buses?
We do everything. So any form of public transport. So we do lots of trains, trams and buses, and also depending where, so there's no trams in some cities in Melbourne, so we do a lot of trams in Australia, sorry. So we do a lot of trams in Melbourne, but then I think it's more buses in Sydney. It just really depends where we are in Australia. But, yeah, it's all public transport on the ground. I don't think we've done planes just yet.
And this is an interesting concept, because a lot of people nowadays, when I go on the train, I see them on their smartphones, on their gadgets, playing a game or watching video somewhere. So this is a good way of encouraging people to get back into reading as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that was definitely a part of our motivation. Us being such big book fans, we were seeing a really big change. I know when I was at uni and going on public transport every day, I relished that time that I could sit undisturbed and read a book. And now we're seeing a bit of a change where there's a lot of people just using that time for screen time. And we wanted to perhaps inject a little bit more excitement into reading.
I find that train travel is the best way to read uninterrupted.
Yes, yes.
No one telling you they're hungry, no one asking for something.
It's sacred time, isn't it?
And sometimes you want to go back again so that you could finish the chapter.
Yeah. Well, I've been known to actually end up at the end of the line or like several stops later just from being so engrossed in a book. So sometimes it can work against me.
I know.
I've done that too. Yeah, I've missed my stop a lot of times. Yeah. But
that's happened to me too. Don't worry. And from this adventure of yours, Books on the Rail, it blossomed into a book, The Book Ninja.
Yes.
Congratulations. It's in the top 10 of a lot of bookshops and in the library as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we were really excited. We it sort of happened at the end of 2016, so we'd just been running Books on the Rail for about 8 months or so, I think, and we met quite a lot of publishers, and someone that we'd been working with a lot was Simon & Schuster, and we met Anna O'Grady, who's the marketing director, I think, from there, and she, we had a conversation with her, a coffee about Books on the Rail, and then out of that coffee came the idea of the Book Ninja and writing a romantic comedy based on Books on the Rail. And since then, we've now written a novel, and it's out in all bookstores around Australia and all bookstores in Australia, around Australia and New Zealand, and also coming out around the world shortly.
Wow. And is it traveling around the public transport system as well?
Yeah, we had a big drop starting on Friday on the official launch dates. We had some of our very dedicated and passionate book ninjas putting it out in all of their local public transport services. So it was wonderful to see the Book Ninja go back to its roots and start where it all began, really.
What book, if you were to ride in a public transport, would you like to pick up or meet again if you were given the opportunity? Ali?
I think what would be really exciting would be to meet the first book that we ever dropped, which was The Bronze Horseman by Paulina Simon, which is one of Michelle and I's favourite books of all time. And it was the first book that we ever dropped in South Yarra Station. So I think it was one of Michelle's old books. And if we came across that book again, I think it would be such fate and it would be so amazing to find it still travelling 2 years later.
Well, if anyone's listening out there. And what's this book that you picked up from the book rail that changed or had a huge impact with you guys? Michelle?
Probably one of the standouts for me was a book called The Hate Race by Maxine Benaber-Clark. I don't read a lot of nonfiction, and it was just such a compelling read by an Australian. I think it was her first debut novel, and it just delves into the complexities of race and the different experiences people have in Australia. So that certainly has been a standout for me.
And for you, Ali?
That I've picked up. Probably recently Joel Creasy's Thirsty, which is very different to The Hate Race. I've also read The Hate Race and loved it. But Joel Creasy's Thirsty is also an Australian author, but it was just hilarious memoir. And I loved it and was laughing hysterically throughout it.
So when you're together, do you just open a book and sit side by side and read a book and enjoy a cuppa?
We wish. Most of our time now is taken up sitting side by side and writing a book. But we'd love some more time to read.
So 2 years in the making, is there another book in the making?
Yes. So we're writing our second book at the moment. So we're still very busy writing, and that one should be coming out this time next year.
Wow. So looking forward to that. But in the meantime, Book Ninja's out now and Books on the Rail. So if anyone has a book or a good story to share, you're welcome to leave it in the public transport.
Yes, exactly right. And if you would like to become a Book Ninja, you can jump onto our website and buy the Books on the Rail stickers that you place on the covers of books so that people know to pick it up and read it and enjoy it. and keep the, yeah, the magic of reading going.
And awesome. It's booksontherail.com.
The books are for free, so all you have to do is share a good story and start a conversation.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you very much, Ali Berg and Michelle Cullis.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.